So now you're in this position, and you've you're taking this to the real world, and so you're actually taking real world action in Los Angeles and New York fighting these mandates. Can you kind of help our listeners understand about some of that and maybe some of the stuff they could do in their own communities?
Yes. So when you have the opportunity to pass an initiative or a referendum, and you're dealing with one of these laws that city council has sprung on you quickly, this is a great time to use initiatives and referendums. And that's what we're doing in LA, and that's what I'm helping the people in New York get organized on. So what we're doing is we're just basically filing like a ballot initiative to go and repeal the mandate. Mm-hmm. So the way that it works in LA is you have to go through an approval process, which we're almost done with. And unfortunately, it did take a couple of months, so that sucks. Mm-hmm. But you submit a draft of your petition. The city attorney looks at it. The elections office looks at it. You go back and forth, tighten it up. They make sure that they can actually enact what you're saying into law. And then you're required to get a certain number of signatures. And once you do, and you have to get it within a certain period of time, in LA, it's 3 months. Once you do, then it's going to go to a special election. And then it forces the city to vote on it. Mm. Now, I will say, there are people who are pessimistic about whether or not it will pass. I'm actually not at this point. But even if you're pessimistic, if you're in a terrible, very blue city that is going aggressive and hard on mandates, it's still worthwhile to try this out because you're putting pressure on your elected officials and it stresses them out and it makes them work and it makes them defend their position and they have to go and do PR campaigns. And they also really get to see like your vitriol and how committed you are to overturning these things. So what happened in LA was as soon as I filed the paperwork, all of a sudden the city started carving out exemptions and kind of walking back their own policies. So even if you don't pass it, even if you're in just like the absolute pit of hell with this stuff, and you start fighting and pushing against it with an initiative and getting a lot of public attention, you may start to see exemptions carved out. And that, I think, is a good thing. It's moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. Yeah. So here we have a vaccine mandate or vaccine passport looming on the horizon here. So we're in Oregon, so it's a little bit north of you. We're in Eugene, so it's like – Eugene's like wannabe Portland pretty much, but you know what I mean? Yeah. But March 8th, apparently they're going to be rolling out this new vaccine passport here. And so we've kind of looked into it a little bit. We have definitely spoken out to our legislators and their response has been, well, it's going to be a voluntary thing. It's going to be something that businesses can choose to enforce or not, but still they're setting up this infrastructure. So do you have any advice maybe for us who are at the stage where it's coming, but it's not here yet? Is there any action that we could be taking in addition to just writing our local senators or congresspeople?
Yes. So here's how we did it in LA. And I highly recommend you, anyone, anywhere, try this. Get on city council meetings. And if you're in a locked down place like that, they're probably going to be online.
They're online.
Yep. Okay.
Get online and give public comment. And here's what you want to do when you go on public comment. You want to say, hi, my name is blank. I oppose vaccine passports. I think they're a gross violation of human rights and property rights. Make sure you emphasize property rights. We are going to be opposing them, either through an initiative or another legislative process. If you would like to help, if you would like to get in touch and you're passionate about this issue, contact me at drop your website. Oh. And then it's very important that you say, I am a whatever, you're a libertarian or you're independent, or whatever. This is a nonpartisan effort and your political affiliation does not matter. We care about the individual rights of everyone. Get in touch with us. We would love to have you. Treat these people's city council meetings like it is free airtime for you because that's what it is. You get a commercial. You can go on there and say whatever you want. There's a guy who gets on the LA city council meetings every week and he plays clown music and calls them clowns.
Beautiful. Well, I'm sure you saw the guy going on there with his vaccine rap, right? Alex Stein.
Yep.
He's great.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great idea. So we'll just hop on there and say, all right, Infowars.com, TrueZilla podcast, baby. Hit us up.
There you go. And what'll happen is every time you're going to get contacted.
Yeah.
So in the peak of all of this, and we started working on this in August, once they started just kind of talking about it, every time we get on, we line our guys up, and it's competitive in LA. You got to get on there like really fast. Sure. You got to push the button. But there'd be 3 to 4 of us who are giving public comment, and just 1, 2, 3, 4 down the line. Afterwards, we get about 30 interactions.
Wow.
A mix of phone calls and emails, just random people who are like, look, I just Googled you. I found you online. I heard you. And then Then we started getting calls from reporters, including LA Times. I didn't even have to send out press releases. They're coming to me because they're bloodthirsty ghouls.
Sure.
And they want they want attention and they want controversy. And I'm like, well, it's right over here, you know.
That's amazing. Fantastic. I love that. I love that. That's a great suggestion.
Hey, everybody. We just want to take a moment and tell you how you can come and support the show.
You start off at truthzilla.org. Everything is there. All the links to all of our video platforms and ways to support the show. So at the top, you'll see a button that says support the show, including Patreon and Subscribestar and all that stuff. So we have a new series that's kicking off on Patreon and Subscribestar called Green Pilled. So all of you listening, you're all green pilled, right? You know, you have the red pill and the blue pill. Truthzilla listeners, you're all green pilled. And so we're going to start a new series where we're diving into proven, declassified conspiracy facts. So join us over on Patreon and Subscribestar for that. Also, while you're on truthzilla.org, check out the shirt shop. So right at the top, click on shirts or go to truthzilla.org/shirts and you'll see a whole collection, awesome shirts. We got the World Economic Forum one. We got the Fauci Gave Us All AIDS shirt.
Just our logo's pretty
crisis
great.
The logo.
We got the Crisis Actor one. We got all of our great shirts on there and a whole
World
bunch more
World Hell
coming.
Organization.
World Hell Organization. So yes, go to truthzilla.org/shirts for all that. Also, if you guys want some more premium Truthzilla content, you go to Rockfin. Rockfin.com/Truthzilla. Ed and I do the weekly Clown Town update where we dissect the crazy news of the week. Plus, it's the main spot to find all things Truthzilla. Rockfin.com/Truthzilla. And our sponsors of the show. So we have Truth TRS.
TRS is a
oh, I love that TRS. It's a heavy metal detox spray that you just spray a few times, spray in your mouth a few times a day, and it absorbs all the heavy metals and environmental toxins that are in your body and flushes them out. You're going to feel way better, brain fog, autoimmune conditions. It's just a great product. We all use it and can't recommend it more, like highly enough.
Yeah, it's
so
fantastic.
TruthTRS.com to learn more about that. And our other sponsors are
Cody!
At Cody's Crystals on Instagram at CODYS_crystals and Modern Retro Radio.com, ModernRetroFM.com, or on the TuneIn app. And finally, guys, if you can't financially support the show, which is awesome, just
Like, share, and subscribe.
We love that, please.
Yeah, just tell a friend about it. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Yes. It really helps drive the algorithm out to the new listeners and to really get the message out. So, all right, guys, back to the show.